When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is the Craig Peterson Experience. He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
On VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, welcome back in. It's the GPE on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Happy to be with you. I'm Jeff Barnes. Coming up in 15 minutes, Sean Green. Sports Gambling Podcast, the SGP, just put an S in front of GP like this. The Greg Peterson Experience, the GPE. So Sean Green's going to be with us, and we're going to have a lot of Sean Green talk because we're going to have him for 40 minutes, 40 minutes of Sean Green. I can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome talking to Sean throughout the rest of the hour after the segment. Football, we might even mix in some football. Who knows? Might even mix some football in with Sean, but college hoops, NBA with Sean Green, starting 15 minutes from now for the rest of this 1 a.m. hour on the East Coast. But I'm Jeff Barles. I'm happy to be with you here tonight. And again, I just want to finish a point on what I finished, what I was talking about in the end of the last hour. So, Creighton and Princeton, and look, I really feel bad doing this because... Because, again, it's a team from my home state. It's a team that it's an Ivy League team. It's the perfect underdog story in the way of athletics. And I just don't think they have a shot. I didn't think that. And, again, I've been wrong on them the whole tournament. I thought they would have no shot against Arizona, even though I did take Princeton at halftime. I got 9 at halftime for the game, and I took it because it's like, well, Arizona's going to be stupid enough to let this team hang around. They're going to play this game tight. I did that, and then my alma mater, Missouri, just totally just no-showed in the NCAA tournament, which is hard to do. But Creighton, I really do think at this point for Creighton, where the expectations going into this year were very high for them. A lot of people, especially gambling Twitter, hashtag gambling Twitter, love this Creighton team. I didn't think they were national title good. I thought they were maybe Final Four good if the draw is right, and this is the draw being right for them. So this is an official play here. How about that? Again, if you want all the picks that are given out on the show, VSiN.com/subscribe to get all the plays with our special March offer right now for $19. But in the end, Creighton's just going to overwhelm Princeton. And I think this is going to be Creighton winning by 15 or more. I mean, I might even take an alt line in this game. How about that? A basketball alt line. Let's do that. That'd be a lot of fun. See what's available here in Nevada. I got to tell you what's available alt-line-wise in Nevada. Probably nothing. But in the newer jurisdictions, you might be able to have a shot. I think this is a role for Creighton when it's all said and done. Going to Kansas City next. The Midwest region, pretty chalky, all things considered. Actually, this is the chalkiest region by a wide margin. 1, 2, 3, and 5. Houston, top right, by the way, for this. Houston against Miami, Xavier against Texas. Houston, Miami up first, 7:15 Eastern time on Friday night. Kane, 7.5 point underdogs. Houston, of course, the number one seed in this region, coming off a dominant second half against Auburn. Total 138.5. This is expected to be played closer to Houston's pace as opposed to Miami's pace. You know, I will say this. First off, shout out to the Miami Hurricanes women's program for their upset last night of Indiana, where, again, on the women's side, we talked with Danny Alvari about this last night. The women's side, just the second time in tournament history, they've been playing that tournament since 1985, second time in women's basketball tournament history that 2-1 seeds are knocked out before the Sweet 16, the only other time 1998. And then part of that was that Stanford lost to a 16 seed that year, where Harvard went to Palo Alto and won at Stanford as a 16 seed. I digress. But looking at Miami and Houston, so we talked about this a little last night. Miami's defense is very bad in the metrics. If you look at the teams remaining in KenPom adjusted defense, okay, just making sure that I have this right. Yes, I do. Miami is last of the 16 remaining teams in adjusted defense. They are 108th, and that's with a really good defensive effort against Drake in the round of 64. Princeton's 96th, by the way, so 12 spots by them. And then for a team that has a chance of winning the title, Gonzaga's 75th. So Gonzaga, who is considered to have a bad defense, is 33 spots ahead of Miami. So what do we call Miami's defense if we think Gonzaga's defense is bad? And the thing is with Houston, by the way, Houston, metrically speaking, number 4 in defense. Houston has, when you add the adjusted offense and defensive numbers together, has the lowest number, which usually means you're the best team, and that's what they are in KenPom. You put the adjusted offense and defense together, 13. 9 in offense, 4 in defense. That's pretty dominant. That is pretty dominant. Where, again, last year's champion, Kansas, just looking for KU here on last year, KU's added up to 23, okay? The year before, Baylor's added up to 24. It is very hard to get a number that low in 13 for Houston. So by the metrics, Houston should win the national title. But I don't think this is a particularly easy matchup for Houston because Miami has great guards. In Nigel Pack and Isaiah Wong, who are both excellent players. And they have a big guy who is undersized in Norchad Omir, who is really, for a 6'7 guy, is very tough and really good in the interior. Now, look, Miami, average on the defensive glass, okay? They're average on the defensive glass. Houston, as we know, and this has been a trend for Kelvin Sampson's teams for years now, they are great at offensive rebounding. They're 4th in the country. They offensive rebound 37.5% of their misses. That is a lot of extra possessions. The only teams better than them this year? Kentucky was number 1. That was mostly in part of Oscar Tshiebwe being a force. Connecticut still playing at number 2. Just, again, you have Sanogo, you have Klingon, two giant human beings who are great at rebounding the basketball. And then Purdue was 3rd. I wonder why that was the case. even though Fairleigh Dickinson was able to keep that Akiti off the glass as well as they did. Incredible. But in the end here, I think Miami stays in this game. I think Houston wins and they advance. But I like Miami to cover. I don't know if this is an official play. We'll have to wait to the end of the show to see if this is an official play. See if we mix it in or not. But this is a lean. Can I do an official lean? I know it doesn't go into picks, but we'll call it an official lean for right now. On Miami getting 7 or 7.5 against the Houston Cougars. All right, this is my favorite bet in the Midwest region coming up. Number two, number three, Xavier, 3 seed, Texas, 2 seed. Xavier lucky to beat Kennesaw State in round one, pummeled Pitt in round two. Texas pummeled Colgate in round one and had a hard-fought game against a very good Penn State team when Penn State was able to cover, but Texas was able to advance. I think this is a brutal matchup for Xavier, where they're going to miss Fremantle in this game, who they've not had for a while. Going to put a lot of pressure on Jack Nungy to perform. And here's the deal with Texas. Even though the height doesn't blow you off the charts here, Texas's biggest guy in the rotation is Dylan Dessou, who was amazing against Penn State at 6'9". But they have, even though they're not big, they're physical. They're tough, big guys. And this is a really hard matchup for Xavier, who, all things considered, compared to the other teams in the Big East, they're pretty finesse. They beat you with your offense. They don't beat you with defense. Their defense is 64th, which is pretty average, all things considered. Defensively, Marquette was better than them. Creighton was better than them. Connecticut was better than them. Seton Hall was better than them in the Big East. By the way, I'll have some thoughts on the Big East coaching carousel a little bit later in the show as well. Fascinating stuff with Ed Cooley departing Providence and Rick Pitino now getting the job at St. John's. So, I just don't like this matchup for Xavier at all. I think Texas is going to be able to inflict their will in this game. And, again, I have Texas to win the title. I have a ticket. I have them in my bracket. And the concern going into this tournament was not the talent of Texas. It was the coach of Texas. Is Rodney Terry up for this moment? And through two rounds, and I thought Rodney Terry handled that Penn State game very well, where it looked like Penn State was going to make was making their run. They actually even took the lead with under 7 minutes to go. And Texas, he took a timeout, and Texas stabilized right out of that timeout. That's a development for Rodney Terry. Again, solid coach at Fresno. Nothing great, but solid. Lost his job there. But hey, look, if Texas makes the Final Four, Rodney Terry's going to have a real good argument in order to keep that job in Austin. And if they win the title, he's keeping the job. I don't think there's any arguing that. But in the end of this matchup, I think Dessou ends up being the best player in this game. And Texas wins this game, and they win it comfortably. So add it to the pick sheet. Pick number two here, Mr. Khan. Texas minus four. So Creighton and Texas, two in the books officially for me. I would not be surprised if this closes 4.5. Wouldn't be shocked if that ends up being Texas money. And I just think in the end, it is just one of those matchups where Texas is much better and matches up very well with Xavier. And the Horns will take on Houston in an all-Texas regional final in the state of Missouri. As of course. And also, if you're in Kansas City, make sure to get some good barbecue. We're having good barbecue talks with humans earlier as well during one of the breaks. Hey, Sean Green's going to join us next. College hoops, NBA, who knows where we'll end up with Sean Green next.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with our MLB betting guide. It is available now. Look at that. And as futures, team previews, and best bets, Steve Mackinnon with power ratings on every team. Adam Burke breaks down how the new rules in Major League Baseball impact bettors. Whether you bet baseball daily or are looking for valuable futures bets, our betting guide here at VSiN has it all. So sign up today and get full access to VSiN for just 30 days and for only $19. At VSiN.com/subscribe. You also could take advantage of our many other offers as well at VSiN.com. Now with us right now, you hear him and Ryan Kramer on the Sports Gambling Podcast. It's our guy, Sean Green, with us right now. Sean, thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always love chopping it up here on VSiN. And I'm glad they finally gave Greg a night off. guy's a machine. He earned it.
Yeah, you know... You know, Sean, as I said to Pam Maldonado earlier in the show, we could have made odds for where Greg was spending the night off, and Texas Roadhouse would have been the favorite, and that's exactly where he spent the night.
That's a -2,000 favorite. they're not even putting a line out, and yeah. That'll probably crack some cold ones and review some beers. But to clarify, he's not dodging the fact that when we talked brackets last week when we were in studio, he had Arizona winning it all. So it's not that. Not that, just in case the audience is concerned.
You had a piece of Princeton in that game, didn't you?
That was a Kramer. Kramer had a little Princeton money line. I didn't have Arizona going very far. I did have them beating Princeton. My final four is still alive. I think I got six out of the Elite Eight floating around. So I got UCLA winning it all. And then four out of my four, knock on wood, of my final four are still there. So we'll see.
You're doing better than I am. I only have half left. Creighton and Texas are what survived through the first weekend for me into my final four. Still have the champ, though. I have the horns. So still alive into the second weekend. You know what? Since we brought up Princeton, let's start there. Let's start in the South because that's the top left of the bracket, even though it's Friday, Sunday. And let's start with that Princeton and Creighton game because – I was talking about it a little bit earlier, Sean. I just think this is a horrible matchup for Princeton. The one thing with those first two games, Arizona, not a great defensive team and lacked focus. And we saw both of those rear their heads in that game. And then Mizzou, arguably one of the worst defensive Power 5 teams in the country, and Princeton got anything they wanted offensively in that game. Now comes Creighton, who very efficient on the offensive end and top 15 efficient defense-wise. I think it's a horrible matchup for Princeton. I actually already laid Creighton 9.5. Do you have any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you. Again, I have Creighton playing UCLA in the national championship, and this Creighton team came out, they looked really good in both games, and there's nothing that I saw so far in this tournament to get me off Creighton. And, they got the Big East Defensive Player of the Year in Ryan Kalkbrenner. They're top 15 in adjusted defense. Also, they're top 15 in free throw percentage. I love taking teams where there's a decent size discrepancy in free throw percentage, and that's what you see with Creighton here. They're just the better team by a wide margin. I could see how you can talk yourself into Princeton, but let's be honest. I mean, if Princeton, if they're not hosting the Ivy League Conference Tournament, I don't know how much you follow that, but they hosted it.
As the two seed.
Yeah. We gave it out on the show. Colby, Kramer, and I were all like, yeah, we'll take Princeton to win the Ivy League at +230. There, it's a home game.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've kind of had a nice path here. And if they're not hosting the Ivy League Conference Tournament, you know, as a two seed, do they win that? Are they even here? Again, not trying to take away from what they've put together here. And as a 15 seed, making it to the Sweet 16, quite an accomplishment. First Sweet 16, I think, for Princeton since 1966. So,
that's correct.
Shout out to the Tigers there, but I like this Creighton team a lot. And there's just, I don't know. I just don't see Princeton slowing them down. I guess you could talk yourself into, you know, maybe Princeton's defense. Yeah, I don't know. Their Princeton defense has played better than their season average would suggest. Again, that's why I think it's going to regress here against Creighton. But if, you know, maybe if they can really shut down their outside shooting, they have a shot here to cover. But to me, this is, you know, there's plenty of time off for them to lose that momentum, that magic that Princeton team had. And I think that all favors Creighton. So I'm with you. I still like it at 10, you know, even like 10.5. Give me Creighton all day.
Yeah, it just feels like, hey, you remember that Florida Gulf Coast, Florida game where everyone wanted Florida Gulf Coast to win that game, and Florida just kind of sucked the life out of them as the game went along and won by double digits. Kind of feels like the same deal is going to happen in this one. And even though I don't love Greg McDermott, he's not Matt Painter, who had all that time to prepare for a 15 last year and found a way to lose to St. Peter's with an NBA lottery pick on his team.
Really
so,
impressive.
Oh, hey, look, hey, the most impressive 3-year run of losses in NCAA tournament history, and it will never be caught. It will never be caught.
It really is. I mean, again, I know they wouldn't fire him because he has been so successful, but at some point you realize, I mean, Matt Painter's like the Marty Schottenheimer of college basketball, right? Like 14-2 in the regular season, but you know, the guy's not going to win you a playoff game. You know, he's not going to win you a Super Bowl. Do you run him out of town at some point? I don't think they will. That's not the kind of program Purdue runs. But man, as a Purdue fan, you gotta be kicking yourself.
Yeah, again, it's the worst loss in NCAA tournament history. What happened last Friday night? There's no arguing it. The UMBC Virginia upset was just one fluky half. There was no fluke about the result on Friday night with FDU winning that game against Purdue 16-1 for the second time. Sean, we'll keep it on Friday. Let's keep it in that South region. Let's go to the number one overall seed, Alabama, who handled their business despite no points from Brandon Miller in round one, and then really just an ugly game against Maryland that they just took over and dominated in the second half. They get San Diego State, who really had to work against Charleston and took it to Furman in the round of 32. 7.5, there is 1.8 out here in Vegas, but it's mostly 7.5 across the market. I think San Diego State's got the horses to at least keep this thing close. I don't know if they can win, but 7.5 feels pretty heavy here.
Yeah, and again, this Alabama team, I'm with you. I'm taking SDSU, 7.5, 8, whatever you can get them at. You know, it is interesting because Alabama, when they score over 70 points, 29-1, when they score less than 70, they're 1-4. And I think this Aztecs team, they might be able to hold them to sub 70. And then to your point, I don't know if they get the outright win. They're not my favorite dog here of the Thursday and Friday slate, but certainly they're going to be alive. And, you know, the Furman, I think, had a pretty decent offense. And man, you just watch that game and the length and just the aggressiveness in which they play defense. This might be a little bit of a wake-up call for an Alabama team that maybe kind of looking ahead past San Diego State. Everyone's talking about, oh, they got the easiest path here to the Final Four into the championship game. I do think Alabama gets the win, but 8 points, 7.5 feels like a lot for a San Diego State team. That's experience. We're talking about four seniors and a junior on that team. An experienced team that plays defense is always going to be a tough out. And I think that's what this Aztecs team is.
If San Diego State beats Alabama and San Diego State Creighton, that would be the dream for the Creighton Final Four future that I have. So I would,
yes,
I would, that would be what I want. But I don't know, look, if it's Creighton Bama, I give Creighton a real shot to pull that upset against Bama if we get that on Sunday. I know you agree with me on that, John.
Oh, yeah. I love this Creighton team. They're going to be frisky throughout, but yeah, we'll see. I do think San Diego State keeps it close, but Alabama at some point, you know, the interesting thing too is like, what if Alabama gets down, like how do they respond? Mm-hmm. They're not like a veteran team who has had to have comeback victories. You know, they're kind of used to playing from ahead there. So they, you know, ironically, they haven't seen a lot of adversity on the court. They've seen a boatload off the court, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see if San Diego State can test them.
So we kind of just mentioned it. If it is a Creighton Alabama regional final in Louisville, you and I both give Creighton a really good shot to win that game. What would be the number you would want to see on Creighton in that one for that to be like, okay, this is a no brainer. We're taking points here with the Jays.
Yeah, that's a great question. Cause their defense, I don't think obviously is as good as San Diego State, and San Diego State with a really good defense, still getting all those points. But yeah, I think north of, you're saying like 4.5, 5, I think, I like Creighton there. If it's 4 and below, I think maybe I would talk myself into Alabama actually.
I think 5 feels right.
Yeah.
Cause if it's Creighton, San Diego State, I think it should be 4, but probably with San Diego State coming off a win against Bama, that would shrink a little bit, which would be an awesome time to bet Creighton. That's all I would know if it's San Diego State and Creighton. Sean, stick around. We got more games to get to in the NCAA tournament. We're going to go to Madison Square Garden next. We're going to go to the East region, that bottom left corner of the bracket. Get your thoughts on FAU, Tennessee, and K-State, Michigan State next here on the GP.
Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match public opinion. The betting splits available now at VSiN.com. Again, today's event, future events, and plenty more. Betting splits. Another way we're here to make you a better bettor here at VSiN. Happy to be with you. I'm Jeff Parles in for Greg Peterson. Sean Green sticks around with us right now. Sean, we're going to go to the East region. We'll go to MSG. Thursday games will start with Michigan State and Kansas State. A rarity where a 7 seed is favored over a top 3 seed. The last time this happened, it actually involved Tom Izzo and Michigan State, where they were a 7 seed in 2015 against 3-seeded Oklahoma, and they won that game outright en route to making the Final Four before losing to Jahlil Okafor and Duke. 2-point line consensus right now, total 137. Everything in my brain says Kansas State, but all the success Izzo has had in this second weekend, 18-6 all time, straight up, makes me pause.
Yeah, and you mentioned that the tournament record for Izzo, he has 16 tournament wins as a worst seeded team. So,
oh, man,
I think it makes sense why they're the favorite, right? I think they opened as a small dog, and then everyone kind of flipped the number. So don't like being on the other side of that line movement, but man, I'm on Michigan State here. I had them getting to the Final Four, and I do like them in this matchup. It's tough to fade Kansas State. I mean, you know, their coach has Jerome Tang, Big 12 Coach of the Year. They're such a likable group. You know, they've been great to me ATS wise, 23-11, Kansas State during the season, but man, I just think this is Tom Izzo, and this is the Tom Izzo team, right? That kind of succeeds in the tournament. I always like Michigan State because I like Tom Izzo, but in particular, when you have a team that doesn't have, you know, some like super high draft picks, and they got knocked out of the first game, the first round there in the Big Ten Conference tournament. And I thought, oh no, this is when Izzo gets like a full week to yell at his guys, to tell them they ain't anything and no one believes in them. And and they've rallied around, and they've just looked really good. And unlike previous Izzo teams, this Michigan State team can hit the three ball. They're, I think, top five in the country, three-point percentage. Mm-hmm. So I really like the Spartans here. This is a tough Kansas State team to fade, and I understand why people would be on them, but I'm with Michigan State here.
And it's also, too, regression to the mean here for Michigan State. They could not buy a three against Marquette and still found a way with two made three-pointers to advance. And the regression monster, we usually look for the negative regression monster, but regression to the positive also in play here for Michigan State's three-point shooting. Like you said, one of the 20 best teams in the country.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, and again, I was all at Michigan State against Marquette. Love them there. Again, Tom Izzo versus Shaka Smart. That's all you need to tell me. Any day, any time, I'm taking Tom Izzo. No offense to Shaka Smart there. But, yeah, and your point, I didn't even think about, you know, I knew they were cold. I didn't realize they were they only hit two there. Yeah, I mean, if they hit some of these threes, look out, because this team is, I think they can be a handful. And I think they can kind of continue their run. And why I like them in, you know, to get to the Final Four is Tom Izzo on those quick turnarounds. Now, you know, with like one day rest, essentially, you know, winning the Elite Eight game and or Sweet 16 game and then winning the Elite Eight game, winning those back to back. I do think there's even some value on like a Michigan State future to get to the Final Four at like plus 300 because I like their chances to move on after that. He's really good coaching his team up on a quick turnaround.
All I will say is if we get Izzo versus Barnes in the Elite Eight, that's even more automatic than what you were saying with Izzo versus Shaka Smart.
Yes, 100%. And I kind of talked myself into Tennessee. I don't feel great about it, but I did take Tennessee. And, oh, man, Michigan State versus Tennessee. I'm with you. That's going to be cash city for Michigan State.
Yeah, it's an automatic. That's one of those principal plays that you just got to do. And if Tennessee beats you, so be it. By the way, you just mentioned it. So Tennessee is a 5.5-point favorite. So you ended up laying that with the Vols against Florida Atlantic?
Yeah, begrudgingly. I'll be honest, though, too. Part of it is I'm in a March Madness Survivor pool. And Tennessee, so I got to pick a game on Thursday, money line. And Tennessee was the biggest number, so then I'm like kind of talking myself into Tennessee. Normally, I'm with just an automatic fade, Rick Barnes in the tourney, but I'm gonna talk myself into their defense. The fact that the FAU coach is already saying like, oh, they're playing Australian rugby rules and that kind of stuff. So maybe maybe Tennessee's kind of already in their heads for this game. So yeah, I'll take the balls here.
Tennessee, again, arguably the most impressive performance of the tournament against Duke. Just men versus boys, it looked like, in that game with Tennessee advancing as an underdog, even though they were the four seed. Now they get Florida Atlantic, who took full advantage of their draw, beating Memphis and the 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson. First ever Sweet 16 appearance for Florida Atlantic's program. All right, let's go to the games in Vegas. You and I were kind of talking about this during the break. A game that we think that anything can happen in. Arkansas and Connecticut, 8 versus 4, 7:15 on Thursday night Eastern time. Again, Las Vegas hosting tournament games for the first time ever. This is a 3.5-point line with the Huskies favored in this one. Total 140 now. Sean, I'm not betting this pre-flop because these two teams, they're immensely talented. They both have some stupidity about them as well, but boy, when both of these teams have it going, they're as good as anyone in the country.
Yeah, no, you want to talk about two ultimate variance teams. Arkansas and Connecticut really, really fit that model. You know, the stuff I love to bet on numbers-wise, Connecticut being the second in the nation offensive rebounding, that kind of stuff all favors UConn. But, you know, it kind of just came down to the coaches. Like, I'm all about the you know, the Gus bus there and, or Mus bus and, versus Connecticut. Anytime you can get a chance to fade a Hurley in the tournament, it's tough to pass up. I think Arkansas has a chance to win this game outright. I think they're going to be a live dog. So yeah, give me Arkansas.
Ah, man, this is, I just can't wait for this game and a matter of just what crazy thing will determine the outcome for this one. I do have a lean towards Arkansas, but I just can't bring myself to at least get in on it pre-flop. All right, let's get to the team that I know you picked to win it all, Sean, and that's the UCLA Bruins. They're taking on Gonzaga. Gonzaga's beaten UCLA the last two times they faced each other. Of course, the famous buzzer beater by Suggs in Indianapolis two tournaments ago, and then last year in the regular season in Las Vegas around Thanksgiving, where Gonzaga just absolutely obliterated UCLA when they were both 1-2 in the country. Right now, again, UCLA two-point favorite here. Gonzaga with the longest win streak going in the country. UCLA, even with the injuries, able to get through a tough Northwestern team in a round of 32.
Yeah, you know, Gonzaga 2-5 when they don't score 75 points. And I think this UCLA defense can hold them under 75. Their offense for UCLA is obviously, you know, really good. I mean, Jaime Jaquez has been so fun to watch. You know, really good tournament run so far. He's got double digits in 12 straight games, 33 of his last 36. He's just a fun watch. And I don't know. I mean, Gonzaga, I think, was kind of fortunate to get by that TCU team. If they were calling some of those Drew Timmy hook and hold moves, maybe they don't get the win. But again, Gonzaga to me is a team, you know, they're right up there. They're not quite as bad as Purdue, obviously, but it's just tough to imagine Timmy putting the team on his back and getting past this UCLA Bruins team. Like, the Bruins team has a strong core of veterans, and I know Timmy has a ton of experience, but they have Jaquez, they have Tiger Campbell, they have guys around, you know, their stars that have been out there for a long time, and they have depth too. That's why I don't think the injuries are going to slow them down. And yeah, maybe it's crazy to say, but I think they also have the slight coaching edge here. This should just be an awesome game, but yeah, I'm locking up UCLA here -2. I think it's a good spot for them.
Sean, just of course, you mentioned you have UCLA as your champion in this tournament. Just how confident are you now with 16 teams left?
I feel very good. And honestly, I'm kind of surprised they still have them. I don't know what you guys are seeing over there, but I would say, like,
so those odds you see on the screen right now at home, and you saw Sean now, well, they just swapped them on us. So UCLA to win it all 8-1. You're about to say that's a pretty good price, all things considered.
Yeah, I got a taste of it, you know, before the tournament started at 12-1. So I you know, now that we're down to 16 teams and it's only 8-1, I think that's still a pretty good price here in the futures market. So yeah, give me UCLA to win it all once again here at 8-1.
I actually think there's some prices that are actually pretty good, all things considered, with only 16 teams left on there. Sean, we got one more region to preview as well, and also we'll get your thoughts on some NBA action as well. That's coming up next here on the GPE.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions at BetRiversSquares.com. Happy to be with you here on the GP. I'm Jeff Parles in for Greg Peterson. Don't worry, Greg's back tomorrow night. Even cyborgs need a few days off. So Greg, of course, 15 to 16. So he'll be back tomorrow after a fun experience at Texas Roadhouse for him tonight. Sean Green still with us right now. The SGP podcast, of course, where you can find Sean. Sean, let's get to the final region. And You and I are going to disagree on one of these games, but we'll save that for last. Let's start with the one seed in the Midwest, Houston taking on Miami. Canes with a come-from-behind win against Drake and a wire-to-wire win against Indiana. Houston has really only played one good half so far in this tournament, but they didn't need to play any good halves against Northern Kentucky, and the one good half was good enough to beat Auburn by a ton in the second half, almost beating it by 30 in that second half on Saturday. But Sean, this is a 7-point line, 138 the total. I really want to put Miami in my account, but I just can't get there, at least yet.
Yeah, I think you're hesitating there for a good reason. I think the injuries with that Houston are dealing with are tough ones because they're both guys that'll probably play through, but won't be 100%. And how can that really, how's that going to affect them? I like Miami in the points here because Miami can really push the pace. They shot, 39% from the three versus Indiana. I think they're just going to be able to shoot a bunch against Houston and kind of hang around in this game. I don't know. Like, Houston to me, I think may get the win, but I think this is close enough that you're kind of crazy not to take Miami here in the points. I know everyone's been down on the ACC. Maybe for good reason here, but I think Miami, they've shown a nice little spark here in these first couple games. So I think Miami plus 7 is a good bet.
Just the defense of Miami is another hold up, but again, those guards are so good. And if Houston just one of those games where they're not making shots, this should be a tight game all the way through. That's a 7:15 tip Eastern time on Friday. And then the game you and I are oppo on, I'm on Texas. You're on Xavier, Sean. Why the Musketeers in this spot?
Well, yeah, I didn't want to, I didn't want to totally derail your bracket, but I think I Xavier to me, this some of this is the eye test with Xavier. I really like what I've seen out of them so far. In the same way that I really liked what I saw out of Creighton. Obviously, Xavier, what are they sitting at third in the country right now, 38.9%. At the three ball, I think that could give Texas some trouble. They can hit their free throws. Obviously, Texas can as well. I understand why people are on Texas. I understand why you'd want to lay the 4 here, but I don't know. I like Xavier, and it feels like, to me, at least in this Sweet 16 round, we could see some redemption for coaches that we've long bagged on, with the exception of Hurley there. But, Sean Miller, I think this could be a redemption game for him. I think it could be a redemption game for Tennessee. I don't know. I just think Xavier, the top 7 offense, 63rd defense, they're going to be in this mix. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas gets a win, but I think 4 is good. And I'm going to be on the money line here.
Xavier, again, 4-point underdog. You get a pretty reasonable price money line as well on the Musketeers. Again, this is the top right of the bracket. Winner, of course, plays on Sunday in Kansas City. Sean, let's go to some NBA here as we wind down the regular season. As people can see, you got a little Philly in your DNA there, Sean. Just a hint. But you know, I asked this about any guest who has anything Philadelphia about him with the Sixers here. We know how good Embiid is. We know how good Harden is when he's at his best. But does this team have a shot of actually getting through the Eastern Conference, Sean? Or is this just going to be another year where it ends in disappointment in the second round where they either lose to Boston or Milwaukee?
This year, I'll say what feels different about this year. We still do have Doc Rivers as our head coach, which is unfortunate for a lot of the time. But I'll say this. I think the fact that, especially this year, it feels like Harden knows his role on the team. Like, he's okay being the distributor and not. I think there was some, you know, these past couple of years where it's like, hey, I want to be a scorer, but how much? Like, obviously Joel's the main scorer, but am I the number two scorer? Where does Maxi fit in? And I think, like, this year in particular, he's kind of figured out his role as a distributor. I actually saw them when they played the Clippers out here in LA, and I like the mojo from the team. So anything can happen in the playoffs, but the East is so wide open. You can't tell me they can't hang with the Celtics or the Bucks. And I think, you know, getting that home court, I think, could be a big deal. So we're down to the wire here, but a couple more regular season wins, and they were just coming off. I mean, they're 8-2 now in the last 10. They had a nice little win streak before they lost, but I think they have a legit shot. If they don't win this year, no way you can bring back Doc Rivers.
Kind of surprised they brought him back after last year. And that's and that's not even including 2 years ago with the debacle of debacles against Atlanta. It's a little bit.
I've fired Doc Rivers so many times. It's right up there. I fired him. I fired Howie Roseman a bunch. Howie has redeemed himself.
Doc Rivers has.
Yet to redeem himself, but he's got to be the most fired head coach in Philly sports history right now.
Well, again, it's a good thing that everyone has kind of forgotten about the Flyers in that city, because that would the revolving door. A head coach would be the thing, but they don't win, and not good enough at this point there in Philly. All right, one more NBA thing, because I want to ask you one NFL question before we let you go here. Western Conference wise, Sean, are we trusting Denver? Are we trusting them?
Oh, you know, man. This is rarely do we see this in the NBA. Don't you feel like this is the most wide open NBA season?
100%.
To your point, Nuggets have been kind of obviously the number one seed right now, and they're dominant. You get that home court, you get that elevation. But I mean, are you trusting them to win a 7-game series against some of these other big teams? Well, then on the other side, I mean, look at the Memphis Grizzlies. Look at Ja Morant. You know, he had to go to strip club gun flashing on social media counseling. What does that impact the team? I have no idea. You got the Suns hanging around until Chris Paul snaps his hamstring inevitably. The Kings are frisky, but you want to talk about not trusting a team. And then you got the Warriors, who obviously they have the veteran experience, but can they win a road game? So it's really pretty crazy. Both sides of the conferences. I guess you would still, you got to keep the Nuggets a favorite there, but I don't know if I trust anyone. I would just kind of, if you're looking to play some futures, take some darts here on some of the longer shots, because I think it's wide open. So I do think, again, I don't like the way they're playing the regular season, the Clippers, with the resting and the load management and all this nonsense, but you know, their futures price, I'm sure, is pretty good, and they have a ton of playoff experience. So they're kind of an interesting long shot, I think.
Clippers right now 6-1. The current 3 seed, the Sacramento Kings, at 22-1. Their defense is probably not good enough at this point.
mean, that's crazy that a three seed is, what, 22 to 1 right now.
Longer than the Lakers. But I know why that is. We all know why that is. But it's still kind of crazy to see. All right, Sean, before we let you go, with the impending trade of Aaron Rodgers out of the NFC, this quarterback situation in that conference is so dire, other than Jalen Hurts. I mean, we're looking at a conference, Sean, where there's a legitimate argument to be made that Jared Goff will be the second best quarterback in the NFC this year. That is just insane that we have reached this point.
We were having the debate. Me and my buddies, they go, is it Kirk Cousins? It can't be Kirk Cousins. He can't be the second best quarterback in a National Football Conference. I would say, and again, he's getting some steam now and some hype, and they're building around him. But I like what I've seen out of Justin Fields. I know he's so raw as a talent. And, you know, Mike Lombardi, big guy here on the network, always likes to bust his chops. But I think he is like a guy that could make a leap up and kind of maybe get the mix of the top quarterback. Someone to keep an eye on.
He's Sean Green. Sean, thank you so much for staying with us. Of course, you can hear Sean always on the SGP podcast as well. Sean, thanks, buddy. Thanks for hanging with us.
Loved it.
GP, rolling along, guys.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.